pots, or slow cookers, as they're calling them nowadays, are real popular in our neck of the woods, as you can imagine, especially during the winter months. So I wasn't surprised this week when I picked up my sister Irene to go to our book group, and she came out carrying her crock pot. I popped the trunk, and she placed hers beside mine. "What you make?" she asked. "Oh, chili with ground turkey, trying to keep it light where I can so I can have dessert. How about you?" "Baked beans with miniature hot dogs. Always a crowd pleaser." So off we go to Donna Gerard's cross town. Thing is, having a slow cooker in the car, make that two slow cookers, means you have to be a careful driver, going slow around corners, avoiding potholes and such. I look in the mirror and someone's on my tail, of course. "Rainy," I says, "you know what I need? A bumper sticker that reads crockpot on board." "Good idea," she replies. Then, after thinking it over, "Problem is, if you look too quick, you might think it said crackpot on board." "Wouldn't be far from the mark." With that, we go into hysterics, right? Well, we arrive at Donna's without incident and park on the street so we don't get blocked in. The Gerards have a fairly long driveway, so we get our crock pots out of the trunk and lug them up to the house. Easier said than done, because I'll tell you what, a full crock pot is pretty damn heavy. Irene goes, "This is our upper body workout for the day." "More like the week," I says. "Don't make me laugh, I'll spill." So we walk into the house and swear to God, it's a crock pot convention. I mean, it looked like the appliance department at Sears. We squeeze our crock pots onto what's left of the counter, and I'm just wondering where we're going to plug them in when Donna comes around the corner with one of them mega power strips and an industrial strength extension cord. "Geez Louise," I says, "I hope we don't blow a fuse." Well, of course, no one had read this month's book. But we talked about why we didn't and discussed which book we were going to buy and not read next month. Happily, the crock pots were lighter leaving than coming in, though I can't say the same for Irene and me. On the way home, I says to Irene, "Did you have a good time tonight?" "Sure. Didn't I look like I was having fun?" "Well, I noticed you kept drifting off into the corner every now and then." "Oh, Ida, you caught me. I was just so hungry late afternoon, I needed a snack. So I made the mistake of eating one of them Fiber One bars." "Oh, you didn't." "I did. The brownie flavor, and it tasted so good. Then, among other things, I had my beans and your chili and some of Fran's 7-layer dip with the refried beans."
"Oh, Mr. Man, we're talking trouble with a capital T."
"Ida, no sooner did we start talking about the book than my stomach started blowing up. No exaggeration, I felt like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon. That's what you saw, me sneaking off, hoping no one would come near me so I could let off a little air."
"Crack the window a tad, will you, dear? Listen, I've made the same mistake with that Fiber One. They're a prescription for disaster. Tell me about it."
"On second thought, Rainey, why don't you roll that window all the way down?" That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.